be where the people are. I want to see, them dancing.
Huge weekend for The Little Mermaid. Box office went $117 million, which comes no surprise to Raven. Because he's Ariel's boyfriend. I don't know if you knew that.
Well, I'm the original Ariel's boyfriend. I haven't had any time to discuss anything with Haley, and I don't want to be inappropriate at this point. So I would say that when The Little Mermaid came out, I was also an adolescent. So it was more appropriate for me to idolize those characters as being my girlfriends.
Over the years, anytime The Little Mermaid came up in conversation, Raven would immediately talk about how in love he was with Ariel when he was a kid.
I mean, I really, really was. I mean, it's just an amazing character, and I loved it. And the reviews are up and down, but no surprise, the movie was number one this past weekend.
Right. It's so funny, though, because whenever you talk about, like, yep, that was my first girlfriend. My first girlfriend was Ariel.
Yep.
I giggle because I think a lot of people fall in love with these fictional characters, and I never had that. Like, I never had, like, a crush on a cartoon character or a TV character or anything like that.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah. For me, it was like... Jordan Knight from New Kids on the Block, or at one point it was like, who did I like more, Corey Haim or Corey Feldman?
Yeah,
you know, you were.
I mean, everybody was
Corey's.
Torn up in that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And the Lost Boys, man.
But they were like real actual people and actors and artists that I had crushes on, not these fictional characters.
Yeah, I don't even really, you know, Tiger Beat seemed like, you know, it kind of, you know, it played to you guys, not to me so much, right? So I guess I missed that mode.
I know. I was thinking about it. I'm like, who are the fictional characters you had a crush on when you were growing up? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Sam, who was it for you?
Jessica Rabbit from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Mm. But like, who didn't have a crush on her? Am I right?
Yeah, it's not her fault. She was just drawn that way.
No, she was just drawn that way. Yeah, she was just drawn perfect.
Yeah, sweet and innocent at heart. But, you know, that was my first lesson there, that Anna Nicole Smith could be a nice person. Pamela Anderson could be a nice person. They just didn't have to be what you assumed they were.
Maybe they should have married a rabbit.
Maybe.
I always thought Roger Rabbit was not handsome enough for her.
You know,
I always thought she could do better.
And you know, questionable behavior at times, too. Got to be honest, you know.
Ooh.
Bit of a scummy.
So what, like Jessica Rabbit's at a 10, Roger Rabbit's at a 5?
Four.
Maybe
three.
Less.
Oh.
Maybe.
I just want you to know that there's a whole legion of people that don't know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
This is creepy, too.
Who is a fictional character that you had a crush on? 1-800-330-9999. Who's the fictional character you have a crush on? Raven was so excited that The Little Mermaid did so well at the box office because, as far as I can remember, for years and years, he's always told me that Ariel was his first girlfriend.
She very much was. I remember the VHS cassette case. I used to put it up on my dresser just like it was a photo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how you would of your girlfriend before you would roll over and go to bed at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should
be noted, I was also like 10 years old, so that was okay then.
This wasn't last week, so there's that, so that's good. According to the internet, the top three fictional crushes that people have.
Mm.
Number three, Ramsay Bolton. Number two, all right, got it, Princess Leia.
Yeah.
And number one, Tate Langdon from American Horror Story.
Let me tell you something. I was watching Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back yesterday, and Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher. Whoa!
Mm.
Whoa! Whoa!
Seems like a lot, Raven. Seems like a lot.
Sorry.
All right.
She's a grown person.
1-800-330. I mean, none of them are animated. I'll give them that. 1-800-330-9999. Who is the fictional character you had a crush on growing up? Camilla.
It was Lion from Thundercats.
Nice. Nice. I mean, an odd choice.
Hey, don't judge. I like muscles. Don't judge.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's an odd choice. You're not a furry now, are you?
I mean, I'm not.
I'm not. I'm not judging. I'm just saying, you know. I mean, I'm just asking, right? I want to see how that developed. Is all I'm saying.
Oh, we never know. Maybe I'll give it a chance from now on.
Well, look at you not ruling it out. Okay, all right. Keep that open mind, girl.
Hey, Carol. Who's your childhood fictional crush?
My crush was Superman / Clark Kent, as embodied by Christopher Reeve in the original movie back in like '79.
Oh yeah, part one, part two. I mean, he was killing it.
And oh,
I mean,
my God.
How did nobody recognize him with the glasses on? I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, he was just so ripped underneath that suit.
Yeah.
All right? That befuddled demeanor that, you know, constantly like, oh, clumsiness. Come on now. Mm-hmm. You're not fooling me.
The very best embodiment of all good things.
Eric, who was a fictional character you had a crush on growing up?
Jasmine from Aladdin.
Buddy?
It was just one of those where it was like I was competing with Aladdin every time I saw it. Like,
yep.
He thought he was a prince. I was like, nah, I got more. Forget him. I'll show you the new world. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my gosh. You are correct, man. I mean, I don't know. She was like my third girlfriend, that one. She was not my first girlfriend. But, like, I felt so grown when I first met Jasmine. When I was like, oh, my God.
The fact there's so many men that have brought up Disney princesses. Very strange. Very strange.
Hey, listen, they were great movies, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And she was lovely and intelligent and wow. I mean, just
everything.
Yeah, man. She was nice. She was accepting. She didn't just want the rich guy. Love her.
I just wonder how many 7-year-olds right now have a crush on, like, Anna or Elsa.
And, you know, a lot.
And we're going to find out in, like, 20 years.
A lot. All of them. All of them.